You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm JR. Yeah, that'll be me, the host of the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. And I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. Thank you to everybody who hung out here with us for hour number one. This is a four-hour show every single weeknight. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. More importantly, I'm being joined by you, people listening all across North America, on the free Odyssey app where you can hit rewind if you missed the first hour, on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Oh yeah, we get it bumping out here. Hundreds upon hundreds of stations in North America. I'm talking from Alaska to Miami. What's up, Miami? I'm talking Chicago. I'm talking San Diego. I'm talking Vegas. I'm talking Boston. I'm talking here in Atlanta. What's up, Atlanta? I'm talking Texas, Idaho, Seattle, Minneapolis, Twin Cities, what's up? Cleveland, Ohio, Milwaukee, and I can go on and on and on, but I won't. Just everything in between. Color the book. If you're listening on SiriusXM channel 158, thank you, and much love to everybody out there on the roads. Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, people outside on the roads driving other people crazy. Please don't be a jackass. Please don't do it. Think about your fellow drivers. You don't own the road. Think about other people. Listen, we got a lot to do here over the next 3 hours. To open up the first hour of the show, we took a look at the play call last night by Nathaniel Hackett. And we talked about it. Obviously, the show was live. I was right here during the game and after the game. We took a lot of calls. And after the game, Russell Wilson said, listen, I'm okay with us kicking that 64-yarder because the kicker said he would be able to hit it. What is kicker going to say? I can't do it sometimes. The rookie head coach, Nathaniel Hackett, he said last night after the game, oh, yeah, I would go for it again. But today, on second thought, Nathaniel Hackett had this to say. Listen.
Looking back at it, we definitely should have gone for it. Just not, you know, one of those things. You look back at it and you say, of course we should go for it. We missed the field goal. But in that situation, we had a plan. I mean, we had a plan. We knew that the 46 was the mark. We were third and 15, I think, third and 13.
Okay. In hindsight, yeah, he's entitled. At least he didn't come out and be a jerk. He didn't come out and lie. He didn't come out and be combative with the media. He didn't come out and try to shovel everybody a sack of you-know-what. He was honest. He made a mistake. He's a rookie coach. There are going to be more mistakes. And I could think about more mistakes than that missed opportunity at the end of the game. What about all the penalties and the fumbles and red zone, the lack of execution? What about those issues? We had one caller last hour who said that Nathaniel Hackett probably won't last the entire season. He should get the boot. I'm like, hey, man, don't expect that. You have a general manager here and George Payton. He hasn't even run the team for 2 full years. You think he's going to admit that the coach that I hired sucks? Because that's going to make him look bad. Don't hold your breath on that one. Good luck to the Denver Broncos as they go on in the season. It's not going to get any easier participating in the AFC West. They stacked, okay? Let's see what they do moving on into the season. We also updated you on just some injuries. I guess that's good news in the NFL. T.J. Watt, he's not going to need surgery on his torn pec. Hopefully he can return in about a month and a half's time. Mike Tomlin didn't give any real clarity as to whether or not he would go on injured reserve. And then you also had Jerry Jones. He spoke to 105.3 The Fan in Dallas this morning, and he let them know that Dak Prescott, who was expected to miss up to 2 months with that fracture above his thumb, he's not going on injured reserve, which would lead you to believe that he will only be gone about a month. And I got to tell you, listening to Jerry Jones and Mike Tomlin speak, it's an exercise in nothing but fun. It's hilarious. And so as we continue on with the show, first of all, we got a lot to get into over the next 3 hours. So Marcus Smart, the reigning NBA Defensive Player of the Year, he is going to join us next hour. Also, speaking of owners, not named Jerry Jones, let's talk about an owner in the NBA. His name is Robert Sarver of the Phoenix Suns. This man has been fined $10 million. He's also been banned, at least for 1 year, suspended, I guess is the proper term. He's been suspended for 1 year from the organization that he owns, pretty much because he's a jackass, because he's utilizing language in a workplace, and he's abusive, and all these other things you would think a billionaire jackass would be. Now, is it enough that he has only been punished and not removed? We'll talk about it. And so even Aaron Judge hit two more home runs tonight, so we got a lot to get into. But before we do that, just for the hell's sake, I want you to hear one more time. This is Jerry Jones describing what's going on with Dak Prescott, how long we can expect for him to be out, and then what the hell is he going to do with the quarterback position in the meantime. Listen carefully. He sounds like someone who needs to be eating applesauce.
I think what we're going to do here is we won't be putting him on IR, which means that we want him to be a consideration for playing within the next four games. We will not put him on IR.
That's nice.
Consequently, the people that are ready to play quarterback for us are the ones that played all preseason, Cooper Rush and Greer.
Well, they
had a real competition. Greer got slowed there right at the end with a hamstring issue, he should be through that now. And so we got a lot of good snaps for those guys, both
in
our practice session as well as all the preseason games for the
against
most part.
Against other bums.
Those guys know the offense well. They've had a lot of reps in it, consequently give us our best shot. It's unlikely since we don't have.
Oh my God! Okay, Shep, that's enough. Okay. That's enough. I'd say he eats applesauce for breakfast, but I know via Hard Knocks that Jerry Jones participates in the Breakfast of Champions. Two Egg McMuffins with extra salt. I wish I was exaggerating, but this man will buy an Egg McMuffin, and he will pour copious amounts of salt on top of it. And I'm not a nutritionist, but I can bet to be sure that a Egg McMuffin is probably half salt anyway. I don't know. Maybe he can have it extracted out of his body. That's what happens when you're a billionaire. Good for Jerry Jones. But listening to Jerry Jones is hilarious, because every time he opens up his mouth to explain anything, he reminds me of Looney Tunes. He takes me back to being a kid. He reminds me of Foghorn Leghorn. He reminds me of explaining what he should do and the instructions that he should carry out to take care of a kitty. Listen to Foghorn Leghorn. A matter of fact, listen to Jerry Jones here again. Just listen quickly. Listen.
I think what we're going to do here is we won't be putting him on IR, which means that we want him to be
okay, stop. That's enough. If we sped Jerry Jones up by a few seconds, he would sound like Foghorn Leghorn right here. Take a listen.
Hey, boy, come on over here. Let's have a look at you. This is a boy? Come over here, boy, and I'll show you how to make a nice paper aeroplane. she goes. Look at her fly.
Okay, now stop. Now play Jerry Jones quickly one more time.
Let's hear Jerry Jones. I think what we're going to do here is we won't be putting him on IR, which means that we want him to be.
Okay, now stop. Now let's play Foghorn Leghorn one more time.
Come on over here. Let's have a look at you. This is a boy? Come over here, boy, and I'll show you how to make a nice paper aeroplane.
Okay. That's enough. Maybe they're, maybe they're distant cousins, maybe?
I can definitively say that.
What about him?
You know, Mike Tomlin is, he'd be a good cartoon. play Mike Tomlin.
I can definitively say that TJ won't play this week, but I won't make any commitments beyond that. We're encouraged, and we'll just continue to look at the situation and gain opinions.
Okay,
and do
that's enough. We need an NFL cartoon. We need it. We need it like yesterday. You know what I've seen on Bleacher Report? And I don't watch it because it's a waste of my time, but I have seen the cartoons. They've been pushing these things for years, like the NBA. And I don't think they use real players' voices. They don't. Maybe I'm wrong. They got like Lord of the Rings. And they take Steph Curry and LeBron. And oh, no, that's total different space. They take these NBA players and they put together a cartoon where they're all chasing a championship ring. And I go, oh, there's a cartoon of Giannis. I'm not watching this crap. But we need an actual cartoon with NFL executive voices. What is that, Space Jam? No, we don't need that. That's crap. The second one was crap with LeBron. I'm not talking no cartoons, Looney Tunes, Space Jam. I'm talking about something that can take the voice of a Bill Belichick, a Mike Tomlin, a Jerry Jones, and just really entertain the living hell out of us. How come we can't have a conversation between Jerry Jones and Mike Tomlin? Give us some satire. Entertain us. You know, he's not in the NFL right now, and God knows he probably never will be again. What about Antonio Brown? Listening to him speak it's a whole mental exercise in and of itself. What about Michael Irvin? Michael Irvin is chock full of personality. Somebody needs to do an edit and chop all these pieces up and give us a cartoon. Am I missing anybody else, Shep? We've had so many personalities.
Yeah, somebody. One guy. You're actually friends with him.
Oh, no. Not
actually,
me.
Actually, two guys, because you're friends with both of these individuals.
Oh, no. So, let's go through the list here.
Okay.
Mike Tomlin.
Yep.
Would be amazing, right?
Of course, he'd be amazing in anything.
Jerry Jones, his voice and his cadence and how he speaks is amazing.
Going on 97, yes.
Yeah. I just said Michael Irvin, like his enthusiasm.
Right.
And talking about anything. And I've met and spoken to Michael Irvin multiple times. Great guy. Personality through the roof. Bill Belichick, he would be somebody living in the basement, like, his personality is crazy, regardless what you think about him. And you're saying that these other two people are my friends?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And they must listen. You can't. Once you start listening to them, they're as real as they get. One should be in the league. Actually, two should honestly still be in the league. And even though this individual, one of them, is almost 50 years old, he is, you know what I'm talking about, one of the best in-shape athletes maybe in the history of human existence.
Oh, we need a cartoon with Terrell Owens?
Bingo.
Would he walk around with a mirror all day? He would, right?
Well, I mean, JR, I kid you not.
He loves me some me.
Still, but you give him one game, he could still be effective in today's NFL.
I think he could be. Absolutely.
Okay, we're both in agreement on that.
Yeah. Terrell Owens, he ain't playing. I don't think he's playing no damn 17-game season.
Right.
But if you threw him out there, yeah, he can go get a catch, yeah.
100%. Over the middle at that.
Yeah, he ain't – well, okay. He ain't going to last a whole year, but, yes, he can still play, yes. And who else?
Secondary.
Oh, Richard Sherman.
Bingo.
You think I need to develop – I need to develop a cartoon with Richard Sherman and T.O.? Is that what I need to do?
Well, Richard Sherman is must-listen. He's must-watch. He's an individual right. that if the NFL is putting anything out there that's celebrating the game, you put Richard Sherman in that spot.
How the hell can I make money off a cartoon? I need to distribute it.
Richard Sherman has a brand. You can make money selling anything Richard Sherman related.
Huh. It's an interesting idea. I may need to make some phone calls. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jerry Jones is expecting Dak Prescott to come back in less than a month. And in doing so, he sounded like Foghorn Leghorn. Mike Tomlin, also one of the great personalities and speakers in the NFL. Oh, man, how about this guy? Sean McVay needs to participate. Because Sean McVay, when he speaks, it's like he's rushing, he's getting to the point. It's like, hey, do you have to go to the bathroom? Just slow down just a little bit. Yeah, we have a lot of great personalities. Pete Carroll sounds like a boring professor.
What?
You know, Pete Carroll just, what is he? He sounds normal to me. He doesn't sound, what's entertaining about Pete Carroll?
He's the most enthusiastic person over 70 I've ever heard in my life. Maybe with the outside of like, you know, Jack LaLanne and Gary Player.
Jack LaLanne?
Well, you talk about Mr., you know, excitement.
Oh,
my
God.
He's passed away since, but.
Well, it's because he was drinking all that juice.
Well, he made it pretty. I mean, he was almost 100 when he died.
Yeah, well, it's that juice. Maybe with the TB12, Tom Brady will last just as long. Tom Brady, by the way, he sat around on his podcast yesterday and told everyone how much he hurts. He was like, yeah, man, you're 45 years old. He's like, I got bruises on my arms and I got cuts. Yeah, man, just stay your ass home next time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, if you have anything to chime in here about these, just the great speakers in the NFL, the great personalities. If we were to put together an NFL cartoon, who the hell should be featured? Yeah, Jerry Jones, Mike Tomlin, McVay, Terrell Owens, Michael Irvin. There's some amazing personalities. I'm going to take some of your calls. I need to tell you about Aaron Judge. He hit two more home runs tonight. We're going to get into Robert Sarver. We're going to have Marcus Smart on the show from the Celtics next hour. We got a lot to do, so don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller and listener. I'm loving the show. Your show is just absolutely outstanding.
I got to tell you, I've been listening to you. And I've been feeling and agreeing with your flow.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, busy night. Busy night. We talked about Russell Wilson. We got into the Broncos. I just informed you or shared with you the news that came down the pipe today. T.J. Watt, it looks like he's not going to be gone the entire season. At minimum, will probably only miss about a month and a half with his pec injury. And then Dak Prescott, Jerry Jones let everyone know that he is not going to put Dak on injured reserve. And what was thought to be a 6 to 8 week injury, without putting him on injured reserve, there's an expectation he might be back in about a month. And so Jerry Jones said that he's going to stick with Cooper Rush, and you also have Greer there as well that they're going to bring into the fold. And it's just like, okay, whatever. Dallas Cowboys season was on the road to nowhere, even while they had Dak Prescott, and I'm not anticipating anything different in the interim. But it's always fun to listen to Jerry Jones speak, because he sounds like Foghorn Leghorn, because he sounds like this when he speaks. Listen.
I think what we're going to do here is we won't be putting him on IR.
Okay, we get it. What does Foghorn Leghorn sound like?
Hey, boy, come on over here. Let's have a look at you.
Okay,
this is a boy.
And they gotta be distant cousins or relatives. And I said, it would be absolutely amazing if we legitimately had someone mash up an NFL cartoon with players' real voices. Folks like Mike Tomlin and Jerry Jones and the evil Bill Belichick. Throw Michael Irvin, a legend, into the mix. Like, I would love to see a satirical phone call between Jerry Jones and Mike Tomlin. Oh, I'd love it. Absolutely love it. 855-212-4CBS. Kirby calling from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. I just walked out of work, and I heard you talking about the NFL cartoon. I don't know if you mentioned it, but have you seen one called Gridiron Heights on YouTube?
No.
It's really funny. It's made by the Bleacher Report. They're about 2 minutes each. Lamar got stuck babysitting all the rookies. Tom Brady spreading rumors at rookie orientation. They're just really funny parody cartoons, and it really cracks me up every time I see them. I hope they bring it back this year.
Well, it's not their real voices, is it?
No, they sound very close, but it's so hilarious. I know it's not okay. Exactly what you're talking about, but yeah, I think you'd probably enjoy it.
I'm going to look it up. And here's the thing, and thank you, Kirby, for calling from South Carolina. I just did look it up briefly, and I'm familiar with it. Did I watch it? No, because they didn't use real voices. And here's the other thing. Professional athletes are great at being athletes. And throughout the course of business, yes, sports is a business, a lot of the athletes become great businessmen. They understand business. But when it comes to acting and timing, those are some things that they really suck in. And so what I'm thinking about isn't so much of let's get voice actors to be Lamar Jackson or Tom Brady. I think it's utilizing existing audio and mashing it up in an authentic way. Because when they speak in post-game press conferences, when they do these interviews, they ain't acting. They're being themselves. And yes, they might be media trained and it might be a controlled environment. But you typically get a little bit more than saying, hey, read this off of the paper. Those guys sound terrible. Absolutely terrible. Tommy calling from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, where you at, my man? How you doing?
I'm excellent.
Listen, you are on to something here, man. I've just been writing some names down, and I'm going to just rattle them off, okay? Number one, Marshawn Lynch.
yeah,
anything
funny
that comes out of Pete Carroll's mouth is gold. You know, Jim Mora, Madden. There was I can't think of his name. The guy who used to coach the Falcons. He used to leave tickets for Elvis. That guy. I can't remember his name. Lou Holtz. Bum Phillips. And there was the running back. They used to call him the loquacious one. Clinton Portis, man. He's got to be on there, too.
Oh, he's in trouble.
And JL, I don't know how far back you go. I think you and I are about the same age. I'm not really sure, but we had two guys here in New Orleans that did the Saints radio. One of them's passed is Hokey Gajon, who was born in Baker, went to LSU, a big old Cajun guy. He came up with the term snot bubbler. I'd never heard that before.
Oh, I ain't never heard of snot bubbler. No, I have not.
Yeah, and the current guy, Bobby Hebert, he's
a trip. Yes. Bobby, yes.
Dude, when he gets tossed and has that post game show, it's pure gold. Pure
Tommy,
gold.
Are you listening on WWL?
No, I'm listening on the Odyssey app.
Oh, you're amazing. Well, shout outs to all my folks on WWL. I'll actually be out in New Orleans in a couple of weeks, and I can't wait to stop by. Listen, a lot of the folks at WWL are my friends, so I can't wait to stop on by. I appreciate you, Tommy.
All right, boss. Take care. Later.
Thank you so much. Oh, yeah. You know, this is not NFL. How about Ed O? Ed O. Now, he sounds like Foghorn Leghorn. Ed O sounds like Foghorn. Ain't no lie about that. And Jim Mora. And playoffs? Yeah, sure. Why not? Bill is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Good to talk to you tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was just thinking about those. And the guy prior to me, and you were just talking about them as well, was Jim Mora. I was saying to Shep, I think that would be hilarious if you could fire the playoffs and somewhere in the cartoon. Also, I think what would be a great one to fire in there would be Ditka. He kind of has a bit of an Elmer Fuddish situation going on there at times. I think that would be great to have in there. And also Dennis Green, I think, would be one to have a really good dialogue back and forth.
They are who we thought they were, right?
Exactly. Okay. He gets fired up big time. He used to. I'm sorry. He's gone now, but yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We need to do, if Looney Tunes, if NFL personalities were Looney Tune characters, I guess that's where we get started.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Classic. Thank you, Coach Mora. Classic. David is calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, appreciate you taking my call, man. Interesting topic here. Just wanted to weigh in on Jerry Jones. I think, to me, he's almost like a caricature of himself, of what, like, an owner really should be, but he does it out in public. And, you know, it's crazy to think about it. I mean, it all started, I remember, in the early 90s when, you know, they had those great teams and they beat the Bills in the Super Bowl. And Jerry Jones, to me, just, you know, his feud with Jimmy Johnson, I mean, almost seemed like a professional wrestling type thing. And then he brought in Barry Switzer, a guy that he could kind of push around and control and call the shots with. And I think what's incredible about him is like, think of any owner in any sport. I mean, like, you know, you talk about cartoon characters. I mean, going on radio shows, being interviewed after all the games, patrolling the sidelines. I mean, it almost seems like a movie in some sense, just the way he's got that whole operation running there, but he's making money hand over fist with that unbelievable stadium and all the jerseys and Dallas always being known as one of the most popular teams in the country. So it's like it's a catch-22. He's making a lot of money, but at the same time, the team's not winning a whole lot for as popular as they are.
Yeah, he is. Jerry Jones is an excellent marketer. Excellent marketer. Excellent. He's a crap general manager. We know that. Tom is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
You know what? I don't see Pete Carroll. I'm laughing my ass off, by the way.
Good.
You got me going tonight. You really do. First of all, let me introduce your show. George America, the JR Sport Breach. It's not just for breakfast anymore.
I'm not just for breakfast? What are you talking about?
Don't you remember the old commercial, brother? You know, something
no,
about
I don't.
Yeah. It's been a while, but it's like they compare it to it's not just for breakfast anymore. Anyway, let me make it brief. I know it's the Jerry Sport brief.
Okay.
Anyway, Pete Carroll, not yeah. as a cartoon character, but the singer that even the brothers couldn't understand. I want to see him go into like a James Brown, you know, sort of a funky melody type thing. You know, get on the good foot. How did the brothers? Hey, baby, come on. Yes, love myself.
You want Pete Carroll to
James Brown. I want him to go to every press conference and break out in song as James Brown.
Okay.
Hey, baby, love myself.
Okay, that's odd. You want him to do ants in the pants next? Like that's
ants
interesting.
Ants in the pants and I got to dance, baby.
Okay, yo, Tom, you why don't you just do it? Record yourself and send it to me. Okay.
I will.
I'll put it on Twitter. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Shout out to Tom for calling from Chicago. He has ants in his pants, and he needs to dance. Meanwhile, me, I need to throw to a newsflash here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, I have to talk to you about Aaron Judge. I also have to talk to you about Anthony Ant-Man Edwards.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. We'll be right back. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, every time I get into an Uber, I always turn the Uber drivers onto your show. We talk about sports. Tell them how awesome you are.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. Shout outs to the Uber drivers, the Lyft drivers. So thank you. Imagine what happens when I get in an Uber and the person goes, wait a minute. I'm like, I know you. I know you do. Yeah, you do, CB. I go, yeah, that's me. A lot of times it happens when I leave the studio. I don't always drive, you know. Like I get in an Uber and people go, wait a minute. Weren't you just, yeah, that was me. I was just on the radio minding my business. And yeah, now I'm in the back of your Uber. It's always fun. Now, hey, I know who you are. I'm like, yeah, I know you too. You're my Uber driver. And then I got to give him a tip. It's like, I don't need that out there. Oh, JR got in the back of my Uber and he's a terrible tipper. What can I do? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Someone who probably has no problem tipping. He will have no problems tipping. He's probably not going to have an issue paying for a damn thing the rest of his life. His name is Aaron Judge. He's already getting money. Making approximately $20 million this season out of arbitration. But we know Aaron Judge said no to the New York Yankees contract offer earlier this season, starting at about $30 million per year. And damn it, his contract might move him into the $40 million per year range. This man is probably on his way to an MVP award. And what did he do tonight? Aaron Judge rolled out of bed in Boston. He went to Fenway Park. And tonight, and it was a nail-biter, it took 10 damn innings. The New York Yankees, they beat the Boston Red Sox 7-6. And Aaron Judge, oh, I guess he's just been trash the past six games. I'm exaggerating. He hasn't hit a home run in six games, and the world was going to collapse underneath itself. And then Aaron Judge, he just woke up, and he decided to hit two more home runs. He hit a home run in the sixth inning. He tied the game at 3-3. And then Aaron Judge, he tied the game again in the eighth inning. This man, tonight, hit his 56th and 57th home runs of the season. His numbers for the year so far, just mind-boggling. Aaron Judge, obviously 57 home runs now, an average of .310, 123 RBIs. He is on pace for 65 home runs. And we know, or you should know, or people who like baseball will probably know, that Roger Maris, he set the American League record for home runs with 61 in 1961. Aaron Judge is knocking on the door. And after the game, he talked about it. They were on the Yes Network, and they were having a celebration, I guess after a W. Aaron Judge, he's like, listen, folks, I don't care about no numbers. I care about wins.
It's taken a lot of years, but, you know, being surrounded by so many great leaders in the past, it makes it easy to focus. You know, people can get caught up in the numbers, but when you're surrounded by a bunch of guys that show up every single day wanting to win and, you know, do something special every night, you know, it makes it easy not getting caught up in all the numbers.
Yeah, good for him. The biggest numbers that are going to count will probably be his salary for the next several seasons. Aaron Boone, manager of the New York Yankees. He's had a chance and an opportunity to watch Aaron Judge just hit all these damn home runs. He's probably going to make history. Aaron Boone said, I can't describe what I'm looking at.
I'm out of adjectives. Just really impressive. I mean, to take one out like he did the other way and then get Whitlock on look like a breaking ball where he just, he's riding balls out so well.
Yeah, he's rodding balls out so well. He's making it easy. So easy a caveman could do it. Listen, I can catch a touchdown pass. I can throw a football. I can knock down a three-point shot. I don't know. Maybe about 5 or 10 years ago, I could jump up and, you know, I could almost hit the rim. Almost. I can't hit no damn home run. I have never hit a home run in my life. I never will be able to hit a home run. I could probably lay down a bunt and get that down by accident. Watching Aaron Judge hit home runs. You heard what Aaron Boone said. Watching him rod balls out is amazing. And you know what? What else is amazing? Listening to these home run calls by John Sterling on the Yankees radio network. What did the first home run, what did number 56 sound like? Listen to another old man describe it.
Pitch to Judge, swung on and drilled to deep right field. That ball is high, it is far, it is gone. And to the Boston bullpen, a Judgeian blast. Aaron Judge drills into the right center field bullpen. As he rounds third, all rise. Here comes the Judge. Aaron Judge has hit his 56th home run, driven in his 122nd run, and the ball game is tied at 3.
Here comes the Judge. Yuck, 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 yuck. What are the odds that for the second home run, number 57, he says Judgeian again? Is it
pretty high?
Oh my God. Well, Shep, is he going to say Judgeian again? Let's hear it. What did this man say for home run number 57?
Now the 1-1. Swung on, there it goes. Deep left field, it is high. It is far. It has gone out of the building. Over the high green monster. Over the monster seats. Out onto Lansbone. He is phenomenal. The second home run of the night for Judge. His 57th of the year, and we're all tied at 4.
Oh, thank God. We can only have one Judgey in a night.
But we did cut it off.
No, you're kidding. Well, no, he didn't say Judgey and blast again.
Jerry said it the first 55 times. Not going to say it the 57th?
Oh, my God. You can't say that two times in one night.
He is a legend. I have no right to ever gauge or evaluate Judge John Sterling for the rest.
Well, I do.
Gotcha.
I do. I don't care. I'm just telling. I'm not. Just what it sounds like to me. And good for him. It's hilarious. It's his thing. It's like, yeah, it's a Judgey and blah. Here comes the Judge. I'm like, whoa. Am I watching a baseball game or am I watching, Cinemax at night? Like, what is this?
He still got it, though. I mean, he's like Bob Uecker.
No, he has it. He has it if he can actually see the ball.
Okay, I was trying to.
No, sometimes they hit the home runs. He's like, oh, it's high, it's far, it's deep, it's gone. Oh, wait, no, it's not.
But don't guys even misjudge these balls in their playing days in their 20s and 30s?
Oh, everybody does. But he does it. He has done it more often as an older man.
All right, I gotcha.
I'm just calling them just the facts.
But his enthusiasm is timeless.
Yeah, now he gets to take days off because he's older. He needs them. I'm just telling the truth here. I'm not killing the guy. Look, if I sit here on CBS Sports Radio and I start talking about, I don't know, let me see. If I start calling Steph Curry Stephen Curry and I start talking about LeBron James and I call him LeBron, I mean, then it's time for me to go.
Yeah.
They need to call me and say, hey, man, you suck. Go home. I'll be fine with it.
Well, people have said Wardell.
That's his name.
Yeah, I know, but they don't. But they say it because that's what they think they should be calling him, and they get that completely wrong because people don't realize that's just a running joke.
Yeah, you got to call people what they want to be called. You can't just call people out their names.
Yeah, but there's only so many Vince Scullys, though.
Sure, correct.
And how many people are as good at 29 as they were at 88? You know, the last day of their run.
Yeah, but how many? Baseball is a unique space, right? How many people are there? Are only but few jobs where you storytell that long. baseball being one of them. You think about storytelling jobs, people don't think about it this way, but news broadcasters and anchors, they're storytellers. Yeah, they're delivering the news. You know, they don't last into their 80s. A lot of these folks, they get into their 60s, 70s, and they go, hey, okay, it's time to go home.
What about Hubie Brown? What about, I mean, Al Michaels is pushing 80.
Yeah, they're good. And now Al Michaels, I hate to tell you, he's going to be calling, what, Amazon football now?
Well, it's still prime time.
Yeah, they hired him for his name. And next thing you know, he'll be gone. And Hubie Brown is great. But I don't need to listen to Hubie Brown in a basketball game for 3 hours, 2 hours. Tell me about the painted area, okay?
Oh, don't go after Hubie. Come on, JR.
No, I'm not going after him. I'm just saying. Hubie Brown is great, but when he does the basketball game, I put it on mute. What?
No, you don't.
I do. I don't want to hear
Hubie Brown?
Yeah, I don't want to hear him.
He's the greatest mind we still have in today's game. I put Doris Burke second.
Oh, God bless him. I don't want to hear any of them.
You don't want to hear Doris Burke?
No. Jokes are corny.
What about Mama, There Goes That Man?
Oh, Mark Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark Jackson, Jeff Van Gundy, and Mike Breen. I can deal with them, yeah.
You can deal with them? You're tough tonight.
They tell jokes. When is the last time you heard Hubie Brown tell a joke?
Plenty of times.
Hear no old man jokes. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.